Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo.
Hey yo, I'm Addy.
The Headbangers?
Yeah, the Headbangers. Living up to their name.
Yeah.
SmackDown. That's what we had. We had a wonderful week in professional wrestling.
Oh,
yeah. WWE. We started off on Monday with a new World Wrestling Federation Universal Champion, Triple H.
Uh-huh.
And then we move on to SmackDown and a retro, a team from the past, one of the most decorated tag teams in history, living up to their names, banging some heads, and sadly not advancing.
Oh.
In the World Wrestling Federation.
You know what, if you're wrestling your first match in more than 15 years,
mm-hmm.
probably what you shouldn't do is hard way cut both of the guys you're in the ring with.
That was awesome.
Maybe you don't want to be so shitty.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So. But they've been on the indies for years. Yeah.
Well, that's where you learn to work.
That's where you learn to work.
Unless you're The Miz.
It's true. The Miz.
Yeah.
The Cleveland cocksuckers are getting ready to explode.
They've been waiting for a long time for that.
At the Backlash.
We've been waiting for the Cleveland cocksuckers to
yes.
explode. Yeah.
This time, what's going to happen at the Backlash?
I don't think anybody will give a fuck.
Well, you know what?
Everybody will give a fuck.
I understand that they are going to bring in the return. They brought the Headbangers back, and they've been talking about Curt Hawkins coming back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shelton Benjamin, when he's healthy, will be back.
When he's healthy, maybe.
Yeah. Now, at the Backlash,
mm-hmm.
Sunday, September 11th,
mm-hmm.
Backlash with Akeem.
Mm.
The Twin Towers get Backlash on September 11th. Book it. Slick could be there.
I think we should edit that part out of the podcast.
Too soon?
Yeah, they're bringing people back. I hear you've gotten word, apparently. I know that you got an advanced copy of the music this performer is going to be coming out to.
Yes, I did.
So you know you want to break the scoop. With the music.
Yes.
They forwarded it to you because you're a known music connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
So they forwarded you the new ring entrance music for this returning superstar.
Yes.
And I know you can't wait to talk about it. Kelly is making a comeback. How will her music be? What does it sound like?
Glorious! I will go down, until you are glorious. Yes.
Yeah.
It's gonna be excellent.
Yeah. I'll let you in into my clitoris.
I will go down. Crash that one off the list there.
Weekly topics.
Yes.
Wait, Miz and Daniel Bryan, what are your thoughts now? As it continues to kind of, oh, we didn't know what we were going to say, and I didn't know he was going to go there. And it's like,
where?
There.
Wow. Yeah, so it's, I don't know, who gives a fuck, really? really. Here we go with the way that it you go on the SmackDown, and you talk about, you know, you're not allowed to fucking say that shit and provoke the fucking superstars, fucking Daniel. And Daniel's like, oh, thanks, Shane. By the way, aren't you in the main event of WrestleMania against Brock Lesnar now? And Shane's like, yeah, I am. Oh, but mine's not going to draw any money, and yours had the potential to not go anywhere. And they're like, oh, that's a good point, too. I guess we just don't know what we're doing then, do we? No, we don't. Thanks, guys. Let's start the show now. Let's bring back the Headbangers. Yeah, let's do that. That's a good idea. Okay, and roll tape.
Yeah.
That's word for word I wrote it down how it went.
You were there.
I was there.
You were
no,
there.
No, that was live on SmackDown. Live on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Fuck. What a stupid bunch of shit. And then you get, and then it's like, okay, so then the whole point of this internet buzz bullshit. And then it's like,
what you want to do is get some buzz with this.
Daniel.
So you did.
Daniel.
Get that buzz.
Daniel. Don't say stuff to the wrestlers. Okay. Let's bring out Dolph Ziggler. Now, fresh off his scintillating nobody gives a fuck title match at SummerSlam. Let's just get him to nail the fucking Miz.
So, yes, you can't say that stuff to the wrestlers, Miz. So Dolph Ziggler, go out there and say that exact same stuff.
Yeah, say that exact same stuff. Now, I know it didn't get you over against Dean Ambrose, but this is the Miz, and so it's not gonna get you over anyway. So just go out and say it, and we'll book a backlash match. Oh, fuck. Like, really, could I give less of a fuck about the Intercontinental title right now? The Miz and Dolph Ziggler.
Well, Dolph Ziggler's isn't he already like a 11-time champion or something out of that belt? Like, and they had that belt almost as many times as fucking Chris Jericho already.
The Miz and Dolph Ziggler. Like, fuck me.
No thanks.
Glass ceiling on a pole match. Like, just throw fucking Kofi in there, make it a three-way.
But
we can go back to, here's some shitty matches for the mid-card that we did 10 years ago.
But this was the highest rate or viewed SmackDown since the draft special.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the Headbangers were coming back. They made that perfectly clear.
Wasn't that because of this Miz and Daniel Bryan segment?
Yeah. Of course.
Well, then,
saying that there was anything wrong with the Miz and Daniel Bryan segment. The Miz and Daniel Bryan segment, I think, did work in terms of getting buzz. It's what it shows is it's something we've talked about for years on this show.
Years
on this show. Us.
Yeah.
Us, the one and only We Talk Wrestling. We have been talking about this for fucking years. That they were handed something. They got something. And they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So it doesn't matter. Like, fucking... Like, ISIS could crash a plane into Raw, and they would not know how to capitalize. Seriously. They would have no clue. Ratings would be, like, the exact same, maybe
so. I'm trying to think of how somebody could capitalize on that, actually. I'm like, how do you turn that...
I'm just talking about media attention. That would get them the most media attention they've probably ever gotten. And they would do nothing with it. Well, I wouldn't say they wouldn't do nothing with it. They would bring up the fucking Bollywood boys to be their new heel tag team.
Probably.
That's what they would do.
That probably.
Fucking idiots. But no, they just don't know what... They have no idea. Their idea to capitalize on this buzz is put Dolph fucking Ziggler in the match. That's it.
These people not interacting. It was too real.
Randy Orton got busted open. Whatever it was, 10 staples to his head against Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
They are going to, and their way to capitalize on this, this finish, which I think was a pretty good finish.
Oh, yeah.
Their finish, their way to capitalize on this is to do three things.
Yeah.
Book him against the boss's son, Brock Lesnar. Book Randy Orton against a mid-card guy in Bray Wyatt.
But on SmackDown, he's upper mid-card.
Well, sure. But when was the last
thing? Yeah, I know.
Okay.
He hasn't had some heat for a while.
And number three, we're going to rematch them in front of 12,000 people with no mention of it outside of fucking Twitter in Chicago at a house show.
Yeah.
Still haven't... And Heyman was on the show, and Orton was on SmackDown, and they talked about it.
That's it, though. They can't mention it because then people would want to see it, and they have no intention of showing it.
No.
So,
How about, this is coming, and the only way you can see something awesome like this is go to a house show. What?
Yeah.
Go to a house show? Are you fucking mad? Nothing happens at house shows. Why would anybody go to a fucking house show? We barely go to fucking Raw right now. Why would we go to a house show? Randy Orton and Brock Lesnar are going to fight an house show. Oh, shit, I wish someone had told me that. I might have gone to a house show. Vince hates money.
We must.
Like, is there some sort of fucking, like, billionaire
but
tax
wait. He doesn't hate money. Like, look at it. Look at what they did. Like, look at Seth Rollins, okay? Mm. This guy was gone for months and months. All right? Came back hot as hell as a baby face.
Yeah, they can capitalize.
So they capitalized on that.
Of course they
Look at him. And look at he's going on Monday night, he's going to come out as a huge baby face again.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Because the time is right.
My time is right. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, and again, we talked about last week, like, Kevin Owens got to win this Universal title.
Yes.
Right? So just got to win it, right?
Yeah. And the crowd won't give a shit about anybody else.
And they didn't.
Well, they kind of like Cass more than I thought they would.
A little bit. Like, they did. They did like Cass, and they like Cass. And that's what's keeping Cass up. And I will say, even though they exposed the gimmick, in that vignette that they did, when they did those profiles on everybody in the match, something we talked about again, fucking 4 years ago, that they should start doing, is,
they're listening to the archives.
It's great listening. Yeah. That's what it is.
4 or 5 years ago. We've been doing this a long fucking time. Go back and listen to some of them.
Hey, you know what? WWE is...
Episode 4, the one that we had to get rid of, you can't listen to that one.
No, that's true. But at the best of times, WWE is 4 or 5 years behind the times. At its peak.
Yeah.
So, you know, would make sense that they would actually be starting to... Let's listen back to We Talk Wrestling from 2011... to make sure that we're keeping current with what people were thinking about our product, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, and then they hear, oh, personality profiles of people. That's a good fucking idea. But Cass dropped the accent.
Yes, he dropped the accent.
Which was fine by me.
Well, the thing is, the accent always sounds stupid and fake and phony and forced anyways.
Well, sure. But he's from New Jersey, so... So doing a shoot. But I just look at like what he said, how he said it, what he was talking, you know, and just the way that he was, you know, I'm going to surprise people. People are getting behind me. I'm really appreciative of that. You know, I feed off that. That's fantastic. You know, I know no one's really expecting a lot from me, but you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to show some people here.
Sure.
You know, and I'm just happy to have this opportunity, and man, I'm fortunate as fuck to be there.
Yeah.
Like, that was his promo. Yeah. I was like, that's the best promo on the show.
Yeah, it's true.
And then it was like, and it didn't have to be long, it was just short and to the point, and got over, like, what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Without someone going, Cass, what are you thinking? And a microphone to him. Like, fuck. Amazing as it sounds, we didn't need a fucking bimbo to push the microphone in his face after asking a stupid question. He just told us what the fuck he was thinking. Holy shit. Do other people know about this?
And you're on fire today.
Like this show. It's fucking show. Like, and then I thought Cass did an admirable job. I thought the booking was fine. He went out first. He should have gone out first. He got his spots in. It's fine. He didn't really know how to sell. But, yeah. You know, but what he did fine, and I thought he held his own in the match, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. He was the weakest link in the match, obviously. But he didn't, I don't want to say he didn't look out of place necessarily, but he I guess he didn't, you know, look horribly out of place, say. And then he had the fucking angle. Hunter pops out of the crowd.
Yes.
Right? Hits Roman to huge cheers.
Yes.
Right? And then...
Because people hated Roman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was fantastic. And then he... and then he fucking nails... you know, and then Seth gets that pin because of Hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter gets the pin.
Yeah.
And then he picks up. And then immediately when he went over to... He picked up Seth and immediately went over to Owens. I'm like, okay, he's turning on Seth.
Yeah.
Like, what do they call it? Telegraphed. You know. But that's fine. I was like, okay. Because I look at it now that you just come to realize that nobody's actually... Like, it's Hunter. And Stephanie.
Yeah.
And that, those are the stars.
Yeah.
And so, is Seth Rollins now making more money because he turned on the Shield and went with that authority? Yeah. I'm guessing.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's in more high-profile matches. I suppose. You know what I mean? Like, he's at the
top. He would have been anyways, but yeah.
He's at the top of the card. And,
sure.
And
he's now going to be the number one babyface in the brand.
Yeah, he's the number one babyface. And Kevin Owens is the number one heel.
Yeah.
Right? And is Kevin Owens better for this short-term? Sure. Right? He's the champion. He's in the main event. Main angle now. Right? He's Hunter's bitch. Now.
Yes.
Right? And so whoever is Hunter's...
not good for him.
Well, hey, whoever is Hunter's bitch is the number one heel.
Yeah.
Outside of Hunter.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the whole thing. So do I feel okay about Kevin? Yeah, I guess. You know, Hunter's always going to have his bitch.
Mm.
And that's just the way it's always going to be.
Yeah.
So am I happy it's Kevin Owens? Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's better than anyone else. Right? I can't think of a better bitch than Kevin Owens. Really? Seriously, like, who else would it be?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like Roman, maybe. But
yeah, Roman would have been better.
Roman would have been, but...
But then he would have been the number one heel, and I don't want him as number one anything.
That's true. Yeah, so there's that.
So, it's kind of a weird thing, because I don't feel like... I mean, we're probably going to get Rollins versus...
I was just about to say, Owens. Rollins and Owens, and I'm going to be great with that. It's going to be about 25 minutes of excellent action and about 5 minutes of Hunter interfering and ruining it. But it's going to be great. That 25 minutes.
It'll probably be. I don't feel like the crowd is... I don't know. I don't feel like there's... I don't feel like going to that match right away is going to do much for Rollins or Owens. But then again, I guess it's not about doing anything for Owens.
No!
It's about setting up the Hunter...
It's Hunter-Rollins match at WrestleMania. Yeah. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same way that Brian and Randy Orton fuck over a million times was to set up Hunter and Brian at WrestleMania.
Well, set up a Hunter and CM Punk.
Yeah, that's true.
Set up Brian and Sheamus.
Yes, that's right. In an opening match classic. So Sheamus against Kevin Owens is where you think they're going.
Obviously.
No, but I just look at...
It's Cesaro if he wins his championship opportunity. Like, I don't know. I feel like Rollins is... I feel like you need to hold that off until Royal Rumble, and then you... So, I mean, I feel like that's what you should be doing. I feel like you should be... Like, Cesaro would be a perfect guy now, or even a Neville if they heated him up a little bit. But instead, Neville's, you know... Like, Chris Jericho and Owens is obviously... They can still do that three-way match. They're going to do... You know, Finn was going to be the champion, defend against Owen, and then defend against Owen and Jericho. They could still do that, and they could do that with Zayn.
Now it's going to be just... Well, you think with Zayn, or you think with Rollins?
In the three-way. I think in the three-way you could do it with Zayn. I don't know about Rollins. You guess you could.
They're going with Rollins now.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you don't want to put Zayn versus Owens here right now. Even though Zayn has the win, it's logical. But the problem with that is right now that he would lose, and that's his signature win, so it would negate it. So it's like, that would be not good. So you can't do that, right? So you could do it in the three-way. Because I think they're trying to still set up Owens versus Jericho.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It seems like Owens versus Jericho. I also like the idea of...
Which means Owens going babyface, or... I don't know. Jericho's not going babyface.
Well, that's why I think it might be just that three-way. I think it's just a three-way.
Maybe it's just a three-way.
And then you have the partner. You have the partner dynamic that they don't like each other, but they're both heels. And then you have the babyface in Rollins.
Yeah.
And then that's the heck in the sack. And then you transition that to the Survivor Series.
I suppose, yeah.
What's going to happen at the Survivor Series? And Sami Zayn stands the ropes and stands on the ramp and says, I don't have to go after you now. I got you with the Survivor Series. So then you do Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens at the Survivor Series in a dual-branded pay-per-view thing in Toronto. A couple Canadians having a match. I think it'd be fine.
I guess. I don't know. I just... Part of it is just that I don't give a fuck about the Universal title. Like, that's a big part of it. Like,
well, there
like,
is
I don't... Like, this isn't, like, I mean, I don't know how much I'm supposed to celebrate, how much he's supposed to celebrate. I know how much his kid is supposed to celebrate.
He deserves it.
Yeah, he's supposed to celebrate until somebody tells him
it's fake, yeah. But I think, well, Kevin Owens, the first ever Universal champion, as Stephanie said countless times on the show.
Yes.
I'm like, what the are you a fucking, like.
Yeah.
And then, And then, well, let's keep talking about Kevin Owens for a minute, because
when is Finn Bay back by WrestleMania?
I believe so, yeah. Maybe not the Rumble. It's touch and go for the Rumble.
So the money match of the guy who hurt him, though, is now going to be babyface, so that is not probably going to happen, unless they bring in Finn as a heel, which would be a huge mistake.
Yeah, well, but
like it all is everything's feeling very weird to me. Like, obviously, I know that they're just reacting. They have a lot of rocks of depth. They have a lot of injuries all of a sudden happening.
Yes.
They have suspensions happening.
Yes.
They have all sorts of people who just are like, fuck it, I'm on out of here happening.
Yes. See.
A lot of those.
See.
So,
I look at it like, you know, you've got Kevin Owens as the champion. It is new.
I suppose.
You know, it's a new title, yes, but it's a new, like, he's basically just the Raw champion. So it's not really new.
So, I mean, like, it's not as prestigious. Like, how am I supposed to feel? Am I supposed to be so happy for him because he won the belt that Steve Austin held? But he didn't.
No.
Like, did he win did this belt that he won have as much prestige as the belt that Christian won when he was world champion?
No.
Is it as about equivalent to winning the IC belt in, say, 1992?
Yeah, probably.
Probably about that.
Probably.
Like, so that's another thing. I'm like, okay, it's a good belt. It's better than, you know. But it's like, it's just, I don't know. The fact that they split up, that they put belts on both brands, to me, is really not helping. Like, it's just not helping.
Well, they're doing both things too. I mean, you look at, you know, the tag titles on SmackDown, right? And it's like, okay, you want to have SmackDown tag titles. I get it. And you got to bring back the fucking Headbangers and put together Heath Slater and Rhino. And then you go and you look at the actual brackets and it's like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Semifinals of the Usos versus American Alpha. And now you got the Hype Bros versus Rhino and...
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Like, it's very fucked up.
So, it's...
What do you... have all these belts, all these new belts being created and given out, all these tournaments happening on the WWE Network. It's just...
Yeah, I know. I will say, and they had the really shitty comedy with Heath Slater.
Oh,
and
fuck
his fucking double wide and stuff that went on forever.
But then,
okay, so this is the SmackDown. This is them writing, right? This is them doing their shit.
This is the creative process of the writers.
And it's awful.
Explain it to me.
It is awful shit, okay?
Yes.
So, but then, my favorite program, my favorite World Wrestling Federation program, outside of me watching old episodes of Superstars on YouTube, because it's not on the fucking network, fuck sticks.
Explain that, actually, because that's a great story. And then go back to
Okay, as a side thought. I tweeted, because I was reading, and I hear that some 1993 Eastern Championship Wrestling is being added to the network, and some 1989 WCW Saturday Night is being added to the network, and that's billed as the Watch the Rise of Sting, as he goes to the, as he goes after his championship opportunity,
sure,
as it were, and so against Flair. And so that's the gimmick, I guess, there is what they're promoting it as. So we got 1993 ECW and 1989 WCW. But we have no 1980s WWF superstar. So I tweeted, we got this. We got ECW from 1993 and WCW 1993, but no 1980s WWF superstars. I thought this was the hashtag WWE network. And so then I get this email, or this tweet back, from the official Twitter of the WWE Network. Allow me to read
this. Please, I want you to read this.
Allow me to read this word
for word. I would like you to read your tweet before, after.
Okay. Yeah. So,
in
its entirety.
In the entirety, the exchange. This is awesome.
Yeah, so let me go and get this out. Here we go. All right. 1993 ECW and 1989 WCW being added, but no 1990s superstars? Come on, I thought this was the hashtag WWE Network. So then, at WWE Network, we talk wrestling. We are consistently adding new and old programming to the network. Stay tuned for an update on this. My response? Thanks, fucksticks. Like, could you give more of a generic answer?
I love it. I can just picture somebody in the WWE offices who's responsible for their Twitter account.
Yes.
Seeing that and responding, oh, he responded. Wonder what he said. Yeah. Picking up and seeing, thank fucksticks.
Yes.
At WWE Network.
And then him thinking, I deserve that.
And then him thinking, if I was on my own, oh, nice. He's like, he can't respond. That's the best part, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He can't respond. If it was his own Twitter, he could.
Exactly.
He can't respond.
And if he
but
could...
But it is the most generic answer.
If he could respond, the only thing he'd be able to respond with is, touche.
Touche. But the best part to me is that exact same response about 1990 Superstars, if you had put it up a year ago, would have gone out. Like, and it still isn't here.
Oh, yeah.
Here. So...
It's just... Fuck.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, so what time? Heath Slater.
Heath Slater.
So the Heath Slater. So this is fucking going on forever. This goddamn thing. And if I win the titles, I can get me a double wide, me and Beulah. And here's some fucking spray cheese on a cracker, because I'm trash.
Fuck. Vince McMahon loves hillbillies.
Oh, yeah. Because he was one.
Yeah.
But he grew up one, right? So he... So anyway, so then... So there's fucking Heath, right? And then, though... Then I watched my favorite show on the WWE Network, Talking Smack.
Oh, yeah.
And seriously, when the WWE Network first came out.
Yes.
For that first WrestleMania.
Can I just... Okay, no, don't finish your story.
And they had that WrestleMania week.
That was awesome.
At Access.
Yeah.
And they had guys in their panel talking in character.
Yeah.
But just talking like they're in-character people.
Like, yeah, like that was the real them. They're kayfabing it, but they felt it wasn't scripted.
Exactly.
They felt like the character did.
It was like, you're the character, go, and, you know, do an interview. That's what Talking Smack is.
Yeah.
So they sat down with Rhino.
So we need that after Raw, too.
Yeah. Because they sat down and they talked, well, I don't know that you need that after Raw, because that's another half hour. I don't need 4 hours of fucking Raw. SmackDown is at least 2 hours.
That's true. That's part of the reason why the ratings are good for it.
And there's no overrun.
Yeah. That's helping its ratings, I think.
And then, so then you go and it's Heath Slater and Rhino again. Just talking about shit, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, they're going like, why did you pick Heath as a partner? Why are you doing this? And he's like, you know, I feel bad for the kid. I know what it's like, you know, to not have a job.
Yes.
You know, to do this. He's like, you know what? I've never held a tag title in North America before. I've held lots of titles, but I've held some in Europe, but I've never held a tag team title in North America. So that's something that I'd really like to do as well. So
yeah.
Like, just
makes sense.
So he's going on about this, like this. And it's just like, it makes him seem like real people. Like, not, you know, what are your thoughts?
Come on now.
So it's a great show. And again, it's only half an hour, so you get a couple of guests. Be honest with you, they may have spent the whole time talking to Rhino and Heath. I don't really remember if there was anybody else. But yeah, it was great. And the same as before. Now, I don't like the whole, like, Keefe, is Carmella gone? Like, that was fucking retarded. But, no, I think that the show itself, when you can sit down and interview these guys, it's and going back, and Daniel Bryan being Daniel Bryan. Oh, you know who else was on it was awesome? AJ Styles.
Uh-huh.
Watching AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan just talk back and forth. In character, but, like, then they go outside of the stuff, and, you know, they talk. Like, you're sitting down, like, a round table.
Huh. Like, dinner for three.
Yeah, like a table for three.
Whatever
it is. Well, like a hardcore championship DVD.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that was great. So Talking Smack, if you can watch Talking Smack, just watch Talking Smack.
Skip Raw.
Yeah.
Skip Raw. Watch SmackDown and Talking Smack. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. That's my...
All right. So what does that have to do with... Oh, okay, because it was Rhino. I just want to say this whole Rhino he's Slater thing. Remember this Heath Slater, this whole gimmick here?
Yeah.
Remember when we were watching, when the WWE Network first premiered, and we put up some old programming of WWF programming. Remember that, when they did that? It was like WWF Primetime, I think, or Challenge. Or
there was Primetime.
Primetime, yeah. Remember they did that? Remember where they put up old WWE? You remember when they put up WWF programming, right? WWE Network put up WWE Network programming, remember?
Oh, I remember.
You remember.
When? No, that was that.
No, you do. You remember, right? That was when they launched. Remember? You remember.
Well, there was the... And then there was...
Yeah, they put that up, remember? And then they had Dr. D. David Schultz, and they went to visit him, I think in his trailer.
Oh, yeah.
With his wife.
That's right. It was TNT.
Yes.
TNT, old episodes of TNT.
I'm watching this going, holy fuck, somebody watched the network.
Yes, that's right, yes. Well,
it was so much the same.
Actually, it was exactly the same.
Yes.
Yeah. It was exactly the same, except for it had Dr. D in it.
Yeah, yeah. He was great.
Yeah. And you know what? And honestly.
It wasn't scripted. He made it seem
like. Yeah, I was going to say, back then it was a shoot.
It was a shoot, yeah.
But again, if they had done, it was just one of those things. Yeah, I think it was a TNT thing where that's when they tried all that bullshit.
Yeah,
that
didn't work.
TNT should mention lasted 2 years.
Yeah.
but I just, yeah, I don't know. If I could just watch more of those sit down interviews with Talking Smack, I will get more.
Well, it is much more than what we have been talking about for 5 years.
Yes.
About how this is the way to get people over now. This is a different way to promote your matches. You got to promote your matches by getting people invested in the characters.
The people,
And the people. And once you do that, then...
Then you're fine, right?
Yeah. And the way to not get them invested is to have Nia Jax come out and do a squash where first the jobber talks and then she squashes them. And have Braun Strowman come out and do the exact same squash. I'm not saying don't do squash matches. I'm saying don't do the exact same gimmick for both characters.
Well, no, but then remember they had some, and then on SmackDown they had some fucker in the ring. The Milkman. Jake Milkman Milliman.
But that was just a rib at somebody that Vince knows or something.
Well, Jake the Milkman Milliman was a jobber in AWA,
right? Something like that.
And so they took his name. They didn't use Jake. They used someone Mike or something.
Whatever. Doesn't fucking matter.
And I don't even remember who came out Kane.
Kane.
Came out and squashed him, you know, because that's what we need. We need to build up fucking Kane.
Against Baron Corbin.
They did
the main event anywhere in the country.
They did the stare down thing. You know what? And honestly,
but I do like just the stare down. Just pass each other on the ramp and look at each other.
I was going to say I didn't mind that, and I honestly don't even mind Baron Corbin versus Kane because because
I don't have to watch it.
Well, and if you're going to give Baron Corbin anything, it might as well be at the expense of Kane.
So what about his match against Kalisto? Did it ever even happen?
No.
All right.
I haven't even seen Kalisto. Is he hurt?
For a couple weeks. I don't think so.
Like
2 weeks ago, wasn't he getting beat up backstage by Corbin or something?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Corbin was yelling at him to go back to ROH.
Yeah, go back to ROH, Kalisto. Go back to Hart Dynasty.
That's an obscure reference.
Yes.
What was it? AAA Canada.
Yes, AAA Canada and Hart Legacy.
And take that El Generico guy with you.
Yes, the El Generico guy and the Trent Beretta guy and the
yes. Oh, wasn't Brian Myers there? Maybe not. No, I don't think it was released yet. All right, so because Beretta just got released.
But
Brady
Malibu was there.
That's true. So, Newfie Wrestling.
Yes. Newfie Wrestling. We have this show that we get now called Legend City Wrestling. It is a half-hour program on the Newfoundland Network that somehow I get now.
Okay, to further explain this to people, because many of the people who listen to us, they're in Europe. Some of them are China.
It's true.
There's obviously many who listen to us in America.
Yeah.
And many of us who listen to us in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
These people wouldn't know what a Newfoundland is.
No, that's true.
So for those people who don't understand the significance of a Newfoundland, what is a Newfoundland for those people?
I'm trying to think of how you'd really describe it. How you'd really get across what a Newfoundland is.
It's not so easy.
No, it's an island off the east coast of Canada, the final Canadian province, as it were. They've been a province for about 60 years or now. It just known for a lot of stupid people. stupid might be a bit stretched, but like slow at least, right?
Yeah.
Slow, like they just they have this accent and they...
Very, it's almost like this... Like this sing-songy English accent.
Yeah.
And kind of, like...
Like if someone from Virginia fucked someone from Kentucky.
People, you know that sing-songy accent that Minnesotans have. Kind of like that, but
like
a little
Fargo.
More... Yeah, like, but a little more British-sounding and stupid. And, yeah, like you say, it's a province. It's off the rest of Canada. It's big, though. But all the people are really poor, because other than fishing... There's not a second thing
that
you can
make money.
Yeah,
they don't have a lot of economy, yeah.
And so you can't do anything second. And the other thing is, it's the only place I know of in the world that is sits in the middle of a time zone. So when it's like... every place it's, say, it's 8 o'clock, it's 8:30 in Newfoundland.
Yes.
We don't know why.
Yeah.
We don't know. They are like a half hour... ahead of everybody else.
And yet still
trying to play catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a Newfoundland.
So we found out
that they have a wrestling company.
Yes.
And a local program. Which you now get.
Yes.
And this is tremendous.
And it's a half hour show.
Yes.
And they have, like, I don't know, we'll get to the actual wrestling program in a minute, but the highlight for me are the commercials.
Oh, fucking great.
They have Rhino doing a commercial saying, the capital of Newfoundland is St. John's.
St. John's.
Is it St. John's or St. John? Because there's a St. John
There's St. John's, Nova Scotia, and then there's St. John.
Newfoundland.
Yeah,
so St. John is Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rhino comes on the TV and says, whenever I'm in St. John, you know,
because he's made sporadic appearances for the company.
All the time.
A few people have.
He's obviously done an indie shop there. But whenever he's in St. John, you know, whenever he's in St. John.
Yeah.
He goes to this gym and works out. And so it's just, it's Rhino's best promo, I think, actually, since Talking Smack. But
I think Rhino's a good promo.
So he does this thing. And so it's funny. And then the next commercial break, there's these guys. One of them is wearing... A lucha mask, a generic lucha mask.
Yeah, he got from Honky Tonk Man.
Yes, he bought it from the Honky Tonk Man, I'm sure. And it said, and he's like, hashtag Jewish Deli?
I think so. I think it was the Jewish Deli.
The Jewish Deli. Hashtag Jewish Deli. And he's like, we're proud to be, sponsoring this show, and we would like to give everyone a smoked meat sandwich. And I'm thinking, I bet you would. I bet you.
And then he holds the microphone to the guy in the generic mask.
Yeah.
Who goes, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he brings it back.
And then all of a sudden, Colt Cabana walks in and is like, we decided to bring the best Jewish wrestler ever. You know, here's Colt Cabana to try one of our Jewish pickles. So you can snack on our Jewish pickles. Well, we feed you a smoked meat sandwich. Well, we prepare a smoked meat sandwich for
and
you.
Then a Colt Cabana, very enthusiastically.
Yeah, it says, oh, this is a great...
Snaps into that.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Into that dill pickle.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
Yes.
And I should say that this is all done, like, in the back wall of a high school gym.
Probably.
Like a white brick screen. Oh, that's funny. And then they have
this week was like, their champion facing the smallest guy in the company.
So,
and you know, so it was Triple H versus,
Spike Dudley.
Spike Dudley, yeah, or whatever.
I watched, last week was my first, foray into Legend City Wrestling, and they had what they called Rumble on the Rock.
So yes.
It was the Royal Rumble. For the number one contender for their champion, who is Cowboy with a K, Mike Hughes.
Yes.
And
Cowboy K.
So all of the people in this promotion were going to be in this match, which was like eight people. And they tried to do this thing behind, like, the Tumblr gimmick backstage. And it was like, they had two guys, two small guys. And they pulled their balls at the same time.
Both of them pulled their balls?
Yeah, at the same time. Hmm. And they did some...
Is that gimmick infringement?
And they did some unfunny back and forth. Like, I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then they had another... And then a couple other people picked their numbers. And then all of a sudden, Congo comes out with his handler.
Congo, who maybe you saw about a year ago in the Young Prospects Tournament.
Maybe 2 years. Two years ago. He was a show picture.
ROH, yeah.
He was a show picture.
He's fucking tremendous.
And this guy, this Congo Kong, as they call him, he grabs the tumbler and like acts like a savage and just throws it around. And that ends the deal. And so... Then, at one point in this Royal Rumble, the guy that has the match against Mike Hughes this week.
Yes.
Matt Wheeler comes out.
Yes.
I'm watching this with the man they call B. And the man they call B has never been more disgusted in his entire... I've known the man his entire life, and he has never been more disgusted than when Matt Wheeler comes out. Because he has this, like, star wipe entrance thing. And B's like, who's this? And then just comes up, Matt Wheeler. And he's like, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen. And then the guy comes out and he's like, oh my God. He's like 20 pounds, B says. And so Matt Wheeler. So this week, and I should say that the winner of the Royal Rumble, not Congo Kong,
no, of course not,
the odds-on favorite, but Mr. Fantastico, who is what appears to be an Italian inside of a luchador mask, playing a Mexican. So, we'll stay tuned for him. But, so this week, the champion comes out and says, I'll be a fighting champion, referencing stuff that happened earlier tonight.
Look who was on Blitz and City Wrestling. I'm looking it up to see if you guys can find it on YouTube, and you can find some. Diesel.
Big Daddy Cool. Nice. So this, and on a commercial that we saw, upcoming is Diamond Dallas Page.
That's right. But that was just for like, not for a match. It was just,
yoga.
No, I think it was just like an autograph signing.
Yeah.
It was $65 to get in. He will probably talk about yoga. I'm getting the feeling he will try and sell it to you. If you live in Newfoundland.
Yes.
And we're sorry.
Yeah.
Not for what we said, for you living there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's LCW. So there's Cowboy vs. Mike Hughes versus Narciss Saint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy's like the full of himself guy. He picked his number as well in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, this is going to be great.
So, yes. So this thing now.
So go on YouTube and find some of this.
So this Matt Wheeler kid fights the champion for the whole half hour.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
That was the show.
Yes.
Last week, it
wasn't terribly competitive. It was 20 minutes of him getting his ass beat, 2 minutes of him getting hope spots.
Hope spots, yeah. And this week, or last week, was a Rumble. So I assumed, okay, fine, it's a Royal Rumble. That makes sense that it would be the whole half hour show. And then this one was a match. So I'm interested to see week three if it is more than one match.
Tyson Dukes, fresh off the
Cruiserweight Classic.
Versus who was the other guy?
Crimson. Yeah.
That's not like the guy who is a Red Rum.
No, not Johnny the Bull.
What's his name?
Stan
Killer.
Bowie.
Killer.
Yeah.
Spell Relic.
Relic. Relic. Yeah. No, it's not. It is. Fuck.
So that announcing way better.
Yes.
And by the way, there should be the show picture right there.
There you go. Excellent.
Yes,
we will find.
We found the show picture based on this, but
yes.
Wait. Who else was? We haven't talked about him, but.
DiBiase was also there. So they get people.
They get people. Yeah. But that one's perfect, obviously.
Yes. But
Gangrel is being there. Oh, the Pro Wrestling Wiki here has their roster.
Oh, good.
So
So this will take about 5 seconds.
So let's see who's on their roster. Well, it lists a lot of people, but I think some of these people might not be there. Bulldog Brandon Hines.
Okay.
Colt Cabana.
Yes.
Like once a year.
Yeah.
El Leon Apollo. Okay. Gangrel.
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah. Dynamite Dylan Davis.
Oh, yeah, Dylan Davis.
Dylan Davis, okay.
Yes, he was in the thing.
Kilgrave. Kurt Aube? Kurt Aube? Aube?
Aube?
Congo Kong.
Right, I know him.
Matt Burns.
Farmer Matt Burns.
Matt Wheeler.
Matt Burns was in the gimmick, too, yeah.
Yeah. Max Powers, which is a great name. Yes. Max Powers. I think that's only being used in wrestling 413 times before.
Yes. I got it from the hair bag.
Cowboy Mike Hughes, and that's with a K.
Yes.
Because that's cooler.
Yep.
Rhino.
Yes.
And here's a good one. Sexton Phoenix.
Nice.
That is
the roster.
That is the roster. Of those, regulars would be what? Maybe.
No, like 8.
Yeah. And it only lists men wrestlers. There is no
8:30 in Newfoundland.
It's true. Fuck.
Oh my god.
What else you got on your list, or do we want to get to our?
Well, I also needed to talk about, because I'm still. I was hoping you might be able to clarify some things for me.
Oh no.
Did you watch Raw?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, watched is a relative term. Okay. I had it on PVR.
Stephanie McMahon.
It took 7 minutes.
Stephanie McMahon came out to the ring.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly, Paul Heyman joined her.
Uh-huh.
The rest you're going to need to explain to me. Because it was about 5 minutes of Steph emasculating Paul.
Yes, so we're used to that. There's nothing to explain there.
And then Paul taking out a wad of money and mocking the $500 fine.
Yes.
Which
is like throwing the bills on the ground.
Okay, so we're all pretty clear that this fact that there's a $500 fine is like an insult and a joke.
Yes.
So Heyman was treating it as such,
mm-hmm.
playing into that. But apparently, $500... a lot of money to Stephanie Helmsley.
Yeah, and apparently to the media down the States, since they reported it as real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she then continued to berate Paul to say, is this a joke to you?
Yes.
It's like, well, you're the one that came up with the fucking $500 fine.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And Paul went, oh, shit, my bad.
Yeah.
Like, when you fined my guy $500, I thought it was a fucking joke because the world thought it was a fucking joke. So I'm treating it like a fucking joke, but now you're telling me it's not a fucking joke. So I'm going to then say, shit, my bad. I'm sorry. You're the greatest person in the world, Stephanie.
Which is what she wants to hear.
I would just
Is it possible,
down to you.
Stephanie has a little penis. Is that possible?
And Stephanie's like, don't treat me. I'm the greatest person in the world. And Paul's like, yeah.
Much to Austin Aries' dismay.
That's what I just fucking said. Uh-huh. You're the greatest person in the world. I'm the greatest person. Paul, if you had... I have no clue what the fucking point of that was.
The part that gets me that I don't understand is afterwards, Paul Heyman acting like he got one over on her and his eyes are like...
He smiled,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and he's got that... And I'm like, but wait, she's a heel or she's a... Is she now a babyface because Hunter turned heel and now she took that? Does that turn her babyface? Is that?
Well, we don't know because Hunter didn't turn heel. Hunter was always a heel.
Is Heyman a heel or is he a babyface? What is Lesnar? Is Lesnar anything or does he have
more than that? More than that.
Who gives a fuck?
What did they just fucking say?
I don't know.
What the fuck was the point of
any
of that?
They gotta fill 3 hours every Monday.
But they were arguing while agreeing. You're the greatest person in the world. No. I'm the greatest person in the world. Yes, you're the greatest person in the world. You don't understand, Paul. I'm the greatest person in the world. Stephanie, if you just listen to my fucking self, you're the greatest person in the world. Paul, if you tell me I'm the greatest fucking person in the world one more time, I'm going to fucking kill you because I'm the greatest fucking person in the world. That was the whole segment. And then it ended, and yeah, Paul's smirking at the end. staying in the ring. I thought he was going to say something else because it looked like he still had the microphone and was walking in the ring. So I thought, oh, okay, he's going to say something else and Steph's going to go back into the ring. Nope, segment ended. No clue. Nope.
So, well, that's, I explained it to you as best as I could, though.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I know. What else you got?
NXT. Mm-hmm. It's some NXT tapings.
Yes.
Did you read some of those?
I skimmed them.
Okay.
Because I skimmed them. I tried to watch the NXT. It was pretty boring.
Remember how we talked about how this was a useless week in wrestling? That includes the NXT tapings.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, a lot of backstage shit must happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
It's apparently, I hope they have a new tapings coming soon.
Because all we heard about, well, no, they taped up until the end of September, I believe. Oh, but all we heard about was that these new guys to debut in September. So maybe in a couple weeks they're going to have more tapings and that will be when people happen. I don't know. The one thing we can talk about, though, is...
Eric Young's going to be re-debuting. They just haven't figured out how they're going to debut him.
And NXT TakeOver Toronto.
I think it'd be glorious.
Well, NXT TakeOver Toronto.
Yeah.
Right?
Great place to do it.
So, yeah, you've got Eric Young. You can review.
He's not from Toronto anymore, though. He's been listed as being from some, like, Florida or something like that for the last 3-4 years now.
But. Sure, but he's actually from, but, I mean, not in the WWF, right?
So, no, exactly.
That's the thing.
Because in reality, he's from there. He's just not from there.
He's not from there. No. No.
But he's from there.
It's like Manhasset.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, so you have that. You have, yeah, exactly. So, you're building to the rematch between Nakamura and Samoa Joe, right? So I presume. But the interesting part to me is when you talk about NXT TakeOver, you're going to have NXT TakeOver Toronto in November now. So we had thought like NXT going to Australia in December. Will there be, you know, TakeOver there like they did in England in the previous December?
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know that you're going to do TakeOver in November and December.
Yeah. That was probably not. No, they can still tape stuff, though.
Well, they can tape TV, sure. Yeah. Like, they did that at the Arnold Classic. They had TV from the Arnold Classic. So, they can do it there. It's just not going to be a big TakeOver type show.
No, no.
So, I just thought that would be interesting if they had done that. They should have, again, if they had planned it better, it would have been, you know, you could do
that. I mean, the thing is, this TakeOver in Toronto was announced pretty late, too, so.
Yeah, and they canceled their, they had some
tour going.
Some dates for some smaller cities in Ontario, like St. Catharines and such. Where?
Windsor.
Where yourself personally was born. Mm. And,
just burn that fucking city down.
Haha. Snuffy. But, they, so they've canceled those and now they're gonna just have the TakeOver show. And then, yeah, which means they'll have two TVs because they always tape them before the TakeOver, so they'll tape that too. In the Air Canada Centre.
Hmm.
So, this is a lot like Brooklyn.
Hmm.
Like, it's in the same...
it's in the same venue.
The same venue as...
They should. I guess they believe they'll sell both nights.
Yeah.
And where's the Raw?
I don't know. Ottawa, probably.
Yeah.
And the SmackDown in Montreal, maybe.
I don't know. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter, is the point. But what I look at is when you've got an antiquated concept that they've done nothing with and fucked over to the nth degree in Survivor Series.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And
this is the first time Survivor Series has been held in Canada since the 1997, is it?
I believe so, yes. And it I just look at, you have that. And then, you have a hot product in, or a cool, brand.
Yeah.
In NXT TakeOver.
Yeah, cooler, yeah.
Yeah. Like, and you're going to Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, NXT is going to draw more than the Survivor Series.
I don't know if it'll draw more. Probably draw the same, but it'll certainly be the hotter show. Much like NXT was the hotter show and to the crowd. The crowd reactions were much better at NXT than they were at SummerSlam.
Yeah. Oh.
And both of them killed Raw.
Raw Air Canada Center.
Oh, there you go.
So I got the three nights in a row, just like.
Interesting. That may be too much. That may be too much, but maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know there, Pelle boy. Oh. I think that's too much. And again, if the Survivor Series meant anything, The Royal Rumble still means something.
Where's the SmackDown?
SummerSlam still means something, right?
Yeah.
Obviously WrestleMania. And
well, the question is, for the build for this thing, are they going to start bringing up the 1997, knowing they're in Canada for the first time since?
Well, I mean,
because they probably will, because you know how stupid they are.
I was going to say that's
if no other ideas, you know
that how is lazy booking. So yes,
that's what's going to happen. Going to see if Brett's busy. See if Sean's busy.
Well, they've already done a fucking screw job with Brett. You know,
of course they have
at the Money in the Bank, right?
Yes,
with Natty.
Yes. All right, move on.
I'm waiting. I can get the results.
Oh.
November 22nd, SmackDown results.
Oh, November 22nd, 2016?
Yes.
Oh. Excellent. You get the results.
Jesus Christ.
ADR's left.
Who?
ADR.
Which one was that one again?
Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone. You hear about this, there's this guy, MSL, Mr. St. Laurent. He's on the MLW radio. He's a fucking idiot.
I've never heard
and,
of
him. And somehow he's worked something in the wrestling industry, but he knows nothing about it. And for a little while he was on the show with Conan on MLW. Now Conan's on Podcast One with Chris Jericho or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, his podcast. But for a little while he was on there, and then, you know, Conan kicked him off because he was an idiot. And then he brought him back. But anyways, he's like a manager, wrestler, announcer. But he's shit. He's an idiot.
Okay.
That's the thing. This Mr. St. Laurent. So anyway, so what he said was apparently he has some scoops, and he laid this out, I think it was like last night or the night before on the MLW radio, saying Paige was told if she didn't, that they split up Paige and Alberto Del Rio, put them on different brands to try and split them up.
Mm-hmm.
And Paige was told by the WWE, he said, was told by the WWE, if you don't break up with him, we're going to fire you.
Oh, yeah. That happens quite a bit, I hear.
Yeah. Because that's not a lawsuit. And WWE corporate isn't very careful about this type of shit.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. They're pretty loosey-goosey with that, I think.
Yeah, so I'm sure that's not utter bullshit.
Okay.
Fucking idiot.
I got no listings for SmackDown.
Oh, good. We're expecting to be canceled then by
USA. Well, no, I got like November 1st. It's in Newark, New Jersey on November 1st. And then it doesn't air again until December 20th. So that's good. I'm going to go to the WWE app here and I'll see.
Oh, that's a
WWE. I just went to Ticketmaster.
Oh, well, how would you go there?
Maybe
that. What is that in the front?
What?
It says something about that Kane. That's Kane where he took his mask off. What is it?
That watched the 10 most incredible unmaskings ever.
Okay. I'm trying to think of other incredible unmaskings ever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
Oh, you know what's probably got to be in there?
What's that?
I stretch my legs there. We gotta get me a more comfortable seat in here.
Why? What? Well, you know what? If Heath Slater wins the tag team titles, he's gonna get you a double wide seat.
That'd be comfortable.
Maybe double deep.
You know the one that was shocking? Remember when Hulk Hogan was Mr. America, he took off his mask and then got fired?
Oh, yes.
There, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Remember, what other?
Yeah, there's no ways on the. On this to fucking get your ticket, so I gotta go to the actual internet.
Oh, god damn it.
The actual internet?
Okay, you're gonna go to the actual internet.
Oh, man.
Oh, god damn it.
Does anybody use the actual internet anymore?
No. What is an internet? Hey, yo.
Okay, let's go to the.
Anything you wanna say about Mr. St. Laurent?
Who?
Idiot.
I don't know. I don't care. It really doesn't matter. How's that?
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of it that way. SmackDown 2016. It's not going to be in Montreal.
Well, I just typed it to see.
I told you, Windsor. It's SmackDown, so they need to.
Maybe we'll try it. Whatever.
Ottawa? All right. WWE tickets right there, event tickets, ticketmaster.ca. Oh wait, you already were there.
Well, we'll try it again.
Try it again? Why is it going to be any different?
Because
nobody gives a fuck about this except for us.
I know, right?
At this point, like, if there's any listeners left.
Yeah, there is no, like, there.
It's probably not in Canada. That. It probably, I would be willing to bet they're in, like, Buffalo, New York or something.
Well, I was going to say, listening. It could be, but it says dates in other countries.
Yeah.
But, Mo, it says dates in other countries.
Yeah.
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 So let me just go to
the... As long as you're on that website.
So I'm telling you, see? It's the same fucking thing. Anyway, so the point is...
As long as you're on that website, is there any interesting articles on WWE.com there?
Well, I'm not on WWE.com.
Oh, shit.
I'm on Ticketmaster, so let me just go to WWE.com, and I will tell you if there's anything. You, WWE, and then it comes up WWE. The Stampede Corral.
Ooh.
It's coming.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, they're
gonna
playing
be,
the corral.
They are playing.
They're playing the small building.
Oh, you want to see the 50th coolest inked up superstars? I don't.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, the power rankings.
Don't give a fuck.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Watch every single superstar in a video game? No, thank you. Instagram. Mm. Oh, okay. Who is the funniest? Comedic duo
a cool poll, though.
In WWE history, and it's obviously the first one.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to top that.
Yes, the answer is, and there is a right answer.
Okay, and well,
let's go through all those people, okay? Yeah. But there is a right answer here.
There is a right answer.
Who is the funniest comedic duo in WWE history? Edge and Christian? Pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny people. Jericho.
They're funny, but you haven't seen enough of them yet.
No, exactly. They don't... The Rock and Sock Connection.
That was pretty goddamn funny.
They were pretty funny, yeah. Enzo Amore and Big Cass.
Well, Enzo's funny, but Big Cass is just there.
Yeah. But Booker T and Goldust.
Gold. Absolutely
fucking
awesome.
Fucking great. Yes.
Tremendous.
And the correct answer, Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon.
That is correct. That is the right. Edge and Christian winning. I'm not surprised. Enzo and Cass in second.
Yeah, not
then
surprised.
Rock and Sock.
Yeah.
But the right answer is, yeah.
Yeah. Is actually second last.
Yeah.
And then the second answer is actually last.
Booker T. Actually, Booker T. Goldust. Yeah, you're right. Nice you're right.
People.
All right. Well, that's it. Which super... We're going to keep on doing the polls, are we?
Well,
which superstar do you think would fare best in the new season of Dancing with the Stars? Bayley, Big E, Dolph Ziggler, Enzo Amore, Fandango, Naomi, Nikki Bella, R-Truth, Tyler Breeze, or Zack Ryder? Fuck, there's a lot.
Holy shit.
Okay, so the real answer would probably be Naomi. Like, the legit answer?
Yeah.
Like, the kayfabe answer would be Fandango, would, right?
Oh, I was going to say Enzo.
Oh.
I'm going to click Enzo.
Fandango and then Enzo and then...
Big E.
Well, I'm not surprised he dances there. Yeah. Yeah. Should Brock Lesnar find more than $500 for his attack on Randy Orton at SummerSlam? No!
$500 was fitting. Brock was just laying one of his typical beatdowns.
Yeah, there you go.
Holy shit. Which was more painful to watch? Raw. The answer is Raw.
Finn Balor relinquishing his WWE Universal Championship or Brock Lesnar's annihilation of Randy Orton at SummerSlam?
Well, Finn Balor's happened on Raw, so...
Okay. It's pretty even, actually.
This is... Why do you think John Cena left his Never Give Up armband in the ring after losing at SummerSlam? He's foreskinning his immediate retirement. He's playing mind games with AJ Styles. He's signaling an upgrade in his ring gear. It was all sweaty and, you know, gross and stuff.
Oh, it's obviously the ring gear.
Yeah, it's yeah. Because Christmas is coming.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Besides, you're going to get rid of those joints.
And more than 42% of the morons who voted 52%. 52% of the morons. He's foreshadowing his imminent retirement.
Yeah.
All right. Who had the most impressive SummerSlam performance?
Actually, the actual answer is none of those things.
Yeah.
So.
He's off because he got a better offer.
Yeah. So, yeah. Who had a more impressive SummerSlam performance, Ambrose or Balor?
Yeah.
Balor. Mm-hmm. Which superstar would you rather share a beach house with for the rest of the summer? Dean Ambrose, Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt, Brock Lesnar. Well, not that. Enzo Amore, Heath Slater. Kevin Owens, Cesaro, The Miz, Tyler Breeze, and Zack Ryder. Now, my answer, I'm tempted to go with the Heath Slater, because I also like sprayed on cheese on crackers. Delicious.
That's true.
Delicious.
That's true.
But the actual, my answer would be The Miz, because that means Maurice would be there.
Mm, it doesn't say that, though.
Oh, then you're taking a chance.
Taking a chance. I'm going to say Enzo.
I think
we would have fun walking down the boardwalk together.
You would. Yes. You would. Yes. Enzo is the number one answer, followed closely by Dean Ambrose. Not a surprise at all there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Hey, next poll. It's in German. The next poll is in German. It's something about the Rock and Vin Diesel. Something about
differences
the Rock.
Astragen.
Between The Rock and Vin Diesel.
The correct
That's
answer?
Weird.
The correct answer? Rockus.
Not the command out.
Let's submit.
Colonel De Beers.
That's it.
And I don't give a fuck anymore.
No. Let's we have a couple questions.
You have some questions from the mailbag.
We did. We had a question from Sally.
You said
Kells.
One was about nicknames.
Yeah, that's right. We had. Well, that wasn't this one. This first one came from. This first one was from Sally Feld.
So this isn't the one about nicknames.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Sally Feld.
Sally Field?
Sally Feld.
Oh, we like her.
Yeah.
We really like her.
Yeah. Sally Feld had mentioned to us, "Hey guys, listening. Enjoy the show very, very much.
Well, of course,
really appreciate."
She said she was listening
when you were talking about.
She said she was listening.
Really appreciate it a couple weeks ago when you were talking about Seven and his creepy vignettes before he was introduced. I'm wondering what you thought were some of the worst vignettes you ever saw besides those ones, and also what are some of the best. And I think we probably talked about this subject again, but I don't remember it. If it was, it was probably like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, so we might as well do it again.
Right.
Because I don't remember what we would have said, but what do you want to highlight bad and good video segments or reintroduction segments?
Okay, so what should we start with? The good?
Let's start with the good.
Vignettes that were good. You know what? I liked the Bray Wyatt one.
Yeah.
To bring him. They used him in NXT, and then they used him again.
Yeah, they were a little different in NXT. The NXT ones was kind of him, like, it was really more cult leaderish. It was really less creepy in that way. Like, it wasn't as much the sheep mask and the images, they were longer. It was like him talking to a group of people like by a river. And,
yeah.
You know, so it was a little more cult leaderish.
Well, and at first he had Eli Cottonwood with him.
Yes, that's right.
As opposed to Harper, and then they brought in Rowan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it started, they were longer vignettes, but by the time he got
but
to
they were great, though.
Well, by the time he got to WWF, it was
streamlined.
We already had the two guys with him, right? Whereas the NXT ones, it was to build
the character, right?
The character from scratch, exactly. So those I liked. And along the same veins, I like when wrestlers crawling on me or touching me.
Yes.
I'm going to squash them just like this caterpillar here.
Yeah, very much along the same lines. And probably more so along those cult leader lines. Were the Waylon Mercy ones that you're talking about there. Yeah. Yeah, they were really good. And they're very similar. But I mean, once... Now the characters are totally different. But at the time, when you first saw those early ones, there was a lot of similarities.
Yes.
I mean, if you're talking about in recent history, like the like Bray Wyatt is recent history, mm-hmm. I really like... Those ones were great. I remember when we were live at Raw and we saw it and it came on, the whole crowd got quiet and was mesmerized on the screen watching that.
Yes.
It was a couple weeks before he debuted.
Right.
Yeah, those were great. The Alberto Del Rio ones, when he was first introduced, were tremendous.
Yeah, you thought, I remember, you had never seen them before, and I played it for you on a SmackDown.
I thought it was a commercial. Like
you thought
TV
it was
commercial.
A Linda McMahon campaign commercial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was great. You're like, I don't want to see a fucking Linda McMahon. I'll just watch.
And then I watched it, I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, this is good.
Like, just an excellent job of establishing the character and the settings and everything. They were well shot and everything. They were really good.
Really a sign of things to come.
Yeah, he would use brilliantly. He's not the worst used guy in the history of recent history of the company or anything.
No.
Oh, he brilliantly used ever since. So, those ones were great. Another ones that were great, obviously, were the Karma.
Yes,
videos.
The dolls of the Barbies.
Her just,
are
you
great.
Don't really see her. She's just this obviously big, intimidating, just smashing these Barbie doll heads and stuff. And that was awesome. You know another one I really like, and they completely blew the gimmick really quickly, because they did it with this guy every single time, talking about a guy badly booked. But the reintroduction vignettes of Wade Barrett, when he was like the bare knuckle boxer character, those were cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going back in time, going through the time machine, like the Mr. Perfect vignettes, you know, when he's whether he's throwing the football to himself,
that's the one I always didn't like.
The dive.
Like the dive
basketball,
was great. Basketball,
the
pool play.
The horseshoes, the pool playing, the darts.
That was good. I didn't like the one where he threw the basket, like, but the one with Wade Boggs, that was great. But I didn't didn't like the one where he threw the football to himself, because to me that was, it was like, okay, well now it's obviously fake. And I was a little kid and I already knew it was fake, but I didn't want to shove right in my face. Now as an adult, if the exact same one happened, I would go, oh, it's a heel editing it like that to make himself look good. And it's, it, I would get it. But as a kid, it was just, it always bugged me actually, that one.
Why is that?
Because I thought it looked too fake.
Fake?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't really catch the ball when he threw it to himself.
What are you talking about? Seriously? That was the great part about the vignette, was that he caught the football that he threw to himself.
My mistake. My mistake. But yeah, I know, I mean, those were great. They're very memorable and very entertaining.
They are. And yeah. I'm trying to think, you know, you had, even when you go back in a different vein of debut vignettes, were like the Machines, when me and Gene would actually go to the Orient.
Oh, and, yes.
And sit
yes.
down and talk to the Machines.
Yes.
Interview. We had like a three-part interview segment with these people coming. They're all over the Japanese magazines right now, and they're coming to the World Wrestling Federation.
That's right, yeah.
And Mean Gene would actually sit there and talk to Andre and Smash and just, you know, insane.
But not talk to them, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
They're Japanese.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, one of them, Bill Eady.
Yeah.
Was the one that could do the English, the broken English.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Andre just was quiet. But, yeah, I mean, so you had those that were great. I'm trying to think of, you know.
Well, I mean, the DiBiase ones were great.
Yes, the Ted DiBiase ones.
The Ted DiBiase ones were awesome. They were some of the best.
Papa Shango.
Yeah, it was kind of like that Karma ones, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, there he is. He's coming. The debut of Akeem?
No.
What?
No. No.
Brother! Oh. But no, I'm trying to think of other ones that they had, you know?
Well, they had it for a lot of people. Let's go into some of the shitty ones then.
Okay.
Outback Jack.
Yes.
I think the best one was he had one where he was drinking a beer and shared it with a cow that he was drinking it with.
Yeah.
That was the best one because it was crazy. But it was just really shitty.
He walked to the airport and was like scared that the door automatically opened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were really shitty. It was a shitty rustler and shitty. And yeah, he kept on talking about how the Aborigines and the Northern Australia.
He did some walkabouts.
Yeah, they had taught him all these secrets.
Yes.
It was bad.
It was bad.
And then, yeah.
But I mean, I also, and then you've got
Repo Man.
Mm-hmm. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine.
Those were fucking awful.
Yeah, where he'd go and take people's cars and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And they would go on really long time.
It's like, but I don't understand how he was a heel.
Yeah, I don't.
The fucking people didn't pay for their stuff. Why don't they get to keep it?
I know.
You stopped paying for your car, and this man is taking it back to his rightful
owner. Because he enjoyed it. Because he enjoyed it.
Well, I would too.
You know what's probably actually the worst introduction vignette ever? Was the vignette introducing Rocco.
I was about to say Rocco, actually. Yes, yes. I was thinking this. Rocco is on the list. Yes, that was the one that was jumping to my mind, too. It was when the Legion of Doom had gone on a losing streak. To the point where I think they had to feud with Power and Glory.
Yes.
And so they were eliminated by Power and Glory in the Battle Royal, the Tag Team Battle Royal, to get a shot at the WWF Tag Team Champions at WrestleMania 7.
Yeah.
As we all know now, the Nasty Boys.
Yes.
As Brian Knobbs would tell you. And so they won because they won the same way Darren Young won.
Yeah.
That the Legion of Doom and Power and Glory eliminated themselves, and then Hesse Boys end up winning. And then they won the tag titles. So, but when you have, so they were on a losing streak, and so they weren't, I think they, did they have a match? I don't think they didn't even have a match at WrestleMania 7. They were on the platform.
That's
me
right.
And Gene,
that's
and right. Announced, bringing in Paul Ellery
that's
to
right.
get them back on track. And then throughout the summer, Paul Ellery was like, I need you fuckers back on track, so I brought you back to Chicago, and this is the home where you people...
Going back to your roots.
Yeah, going back to your roots. This is where you two grew up. It's a demolished house now, and I'm here to walk you through the rubble. Oh, look, I found something! And it was this fucking puppet Rocco.
Like a ventriloquist puppet.
Yeah, ventriloquist dummy that then fucking... Paul Ellering.
Who is currently managing the Office of Pain.
Yes. Occam and Razor. They have names.
Is that his name? Occam Razor?
And Razor.
You can't call a guy Razor.
Yeah, that's their names.
No, you can't
call one a guy Razor. One is Occam and one is
you
Razor.
You cannot call a guy Razor.
Well, they can, because they were trying to figure this out. Like, we don't know what to call them.
And so they went with Akeem and Razor?
Occam and Razor. What they did is they sat down and they said, we're WWE creative here. We usually think of the simplest solution.
Yeah.
That must be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call one Occam and one Razor.
Ah, fuck.
Yes.
So anyways, so that brings up this puppet and Paul Ellering then.
Yes, Paul Ellering, the most diabolical, evil man to ever step foot in the National Wrestling Alliance, is now carrying around a ventriloquist dummy to the ring so the Road Warriors could get their shit back together. And spoiler alert, they did not.
They did not.
No. And then the Legion of Doom ended up breaking up. I don't remember if one went to Japan. I'm trying to remember if Hawk got hurt.
Hawk got hurt and then Animal went to Japan.
Well, but at first it was Animal and Crush.
Oh, that's right.
That were teaming on the house.
That was, yeah.
And they were going to try to make them a team.
Yeah.
And then it didn't work out. And then something about drugs. I don't
know. No.
But then Animal ended up teaming with Kensuke Sasaki as the Power Warrior.
Yeah.
And they were big in Japan for a while. And Hawk then came back to... When he returned, he came back as a single to WCW.
That's right. But that didn't last long.
And that didn't last long. And then they went back to Road Wars and back to Japan. And then they came back to WWF and Nitro and all that shit. So
But the Rocco was bad. So, good ones, though. Razor. We forgot Razor.
Yeah, Razor Ramon was good. Razor Ramon was good.
You know what else was good was Double J.
Yes, Double J was also good.
Because you did not forget that. You did not forget the...
J-E-double-F.
J-R-double-R?
E-double-T.
J-double-J?
That's
Jeff Jarrett. Ain't I great? You did not forget those. And it established the character. That's what it's supposed to do.
It really did. Dean Douglas sucked.
Dean Douglas, and not just the vignettes, all of it.
Yes.
All of it sucked.
I'm trying to think of...
Oh, the Foley ones, Mankind, when he was first introduced as Mankind.
Yes, those were good.
Those were great.
And further, the vignettes, the sit-down interviews with Jim Ross, which you can kind of call vignettes along
sort of, but right? Yeah, the introduction vignettes are the ones I'm talking about. Yep. Where
you know who else was effective?
Awesome.
Was Goldust.
Goldust were good.
Yeah.
They were very good, yeah.
Because I'm sitting there, and I'd heard on the phone line that I used to call, the hotline.
Yeah.
That was Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah.
And I was just like, when I watched it, I was like, they're telling me this is Dustin Rhodes, but I don't...
It wasn't until you see him take the wig off that it felt like Dustin
Rhodes. Like, during the vignettes, I'm like, I don't see it.
No, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You know it was a bad vignette, but to debut the character, was Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Yes.
Because all he did was sit there and talk about how there's all these unclean fucking people. And it was like, there's bushwhackers and pig farmers and smoking guns. And I'm like, is this guy a tag team wrestler?
Yeah.
Because in his vignette, all he talked about was tag teams. I'm like, is this guy...
doing this blue bug
thing, is this guy bringing in a partner? Like, is he going after tag... Like, why is he targeting tag teams?
Yeah.
Like, it just made no sense.
And you know, it wasn't an introduction vignette. It was just like they did these vignettes. Like they did one with Diesel where he was like a hitman and he had a home to school.
The new WWF generation.
And one with Brett where, you know, it was a ripoff on the Coke one where the...
Brett!
Yeah, he screams and gives him his... but the one that...
Get him, champ!
It's the one with Yokozuna.
Oh, it's Yokozuna! Oh, Yokozuna!
The Godzilla Yokozuna one.
That was so great.
Fucking awesome.
So
fucking
great.
Fucking awesome.
You know what was bad, though? Were the when Bundy was coming back.
Oh, yes. Bundy was also like a big monster thing.
And Bundy grabbed the announcer or whatever.
Yeah. And ate him.
Yeah, those were bad.
Those were bad.
But yeah. Oh, Yokozuna! Yeah,
those were tremendous.
That was great.
All right, so that's one of the questions.
I think a unique one that really worked, and the character never worked, but the vignettes that I worked into building anticipation was Narcissus.
I'd agree with that.
Because it was just Bobby Heenan going, Mr. Perfect, you got rid of Ric Flair, but you know what? And you took away my meal ticket, but I got someone that's going to get you.
That's right.
You know, when I debut my Narcissus.
Those weren't really introduction vignettes. Those are promos. Those are build-up.
I guess, yeah. But they were building
an introduction vignette. Here's another one that was shitty. Was right when they were introducing... Didn't they introduce Kerwin White on the... doing golfing, doing... He didn't show up like that first. Didn't they have the introduction vignettes?
They did.
Kerwin White golfing on a golf course.
Yeah, because Dolph Ziggler was his caddy.
Yeah.
Yes, Ziggler was his caddy. I remember that. But, hey, you know, a controversial one, I said, that shows that, you know what, the genius of Paul Heyman doesn't always hit, are Lie, Cheat, and Steal.
Yes.
You know, the Guerreros.
Yes.
With the going to the pool and taking and everything, and those really got the Guerreros over.
As baby faces, but they weren't supposed to be baby faces.
As huge baby faces, yeah. but Heyman just... did flat out thought it was stupid and didn't like it.
So that's actually a good point. Can you think of any in ACW or WCW that you remember that kind of stand out?
The Honky Tonk Man coming to WCW. You're the Honky Tonk Man, aren't you? That was awful.
That's true. Just like I remember the Honky Tonk Man's ones coming to WWE were not very different. Coming to WWE all the time.
Those weren't, but what I remember.
But the American Dreams were great.
Oh, yes, the Americana Butcher Shop. You can't beat our prices, but you sure can beat our meat.
That's awesome.
But I think, we have bologna and we're full of it. But I also look at one that worked really well and it didn't pan out at all. Well, was the vignettes the debut of Nails?
Yeah, you know what?
I'm coming for you, boss man.
Yeah,
and you later found out that was his actual fucking voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he thought he was like a digitally, you know, remastered like they did for people that said they for adults that said they loved Frosted Flakes. But
but you know, I feel like we should remember some though from ECW or from.
Did they have them in ECW?
Yeah, of course they did.
Did they? That someone was coming?
Yeah, they.
Like we had seven in WCW. I mean, the other thing about it is
the Blood Runs Cold thing in WCW too, didn't you?
Yes. Oh yeah, forever.
Yeah, and you had the. Didn't you have some with the Dungeon of Doom?
Well, I was going to say, here's the thing. There's the different types of vignettes. There's a character is coming, like you think you know me, Edge.
Yeah.
Right. Or there's character like you said with the Honky Tonk Man.
Yes.
Where it was like the Honky Tonk Man with Jimmy Hart going, Honky Tonk Man, this is the very seat that Elvis sat in when he sang Heartbreak Hotel. This is the very guitar that Elvis... And he's like, Jimmy, I don't care about that because I'm going to blaze my own trail because I'm the Honky Tonk Man and Elvis couldn't, you know. But he's already debuted. They're just adding to the character. The same with the NWO.
Yes.
Right, the following announcement has been paid for by
those are awesome, Lord. But you're right, they're awesome, not introduction.
But they're not introduction. So when I look at say, ECW, I think they had some great video packages set to music of guys like Rob Van Dam and Jerry Lynn and stuff that were already there and doing stuff.
Oh, hey, I got one. How about the Zodiac with Jason the Terrible here in Calgary? Stampede Wrestling.
They were coming. That was great.
There you go.
But, you know, but similar with, we talk about the Dungeon of Doom. Yeah. They had vignettes. Oh, man! But they were already there.
They were already there. That's true.
I'm trying to think of, like I said, I'm trying to think of things where, because WCW was more, their idea was more built on surprises.
Yes.
So they didn't.
Always was. Actually.
They didn't do, they didn't do like, here's Jake the Snake Roberts! What is Jake the Snake Roberts?
Oh, they did do those introduction vignettes for the Black Scorpion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which were awful. And, I mean, the
death... Actually, the introduction, the score, the I don't know if the vignettes were awful, just the gimmick and the storyline, the booking.
No, I think everything was awful.
It was all awful?
It was all awful. The fact that they, like, made a tiger disappear or whatever, it was stupid.
That's true.
But then, You also had...
That's true.
Remember the Desperados looking for Stan Hansen?
Yes.
And Stan Hansen wasn't even signed?
Yes.
So it was never going to materialize anything? They were just walking around looking for Stan Hansen? What about Lost in Cleveland?
That's not, again, really introduction vignettes, but definitely vignettes.
Well, no, it was to the sailor. Introduced us to the sailor.
Yeah.
I don't remember the... Casey or something was his name, right? But, yeah. Like, I can't think of a lot of WCW. We said Luger was a surprise back.
Yeah.
You know, Jake the Snake even in 92.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't really do stuff hyping up Vader. You know, Davey Boy Smith just showed up.
Didn't they do something for Vader?
No. Vader just showed up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, WWF did a little bit more for Vader. Coming to the Royal Rumble, right?
Did something for Vader, yeah. Same jumping on trampolines.
And again, when you think of vignettes, I can think of things like the Jake the Snake and Ultimate Warrior stuff, right? Like the, you know, think of even things like the Undertaker building your casket.
Yes.
You know?
And these aren't, these are different things. These are promos, really.
Yeah, they're kind of, exactly, in the thing. They're not debuting anybody. I mean, they did this stuff for Mordecai and Ken. Remember... Kenzo Suzuki's,
oh my god, just so bad.
Because that was in Calgary that they showed the one for Hirohito. It was Hirohito, and then all of a sudden, that was the only one that they aired, and it was on the Raw in Calgary here, where...
I think they aired more than one. They aired more on SmackDown, too.
Oh, maybe the same week, then, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Raw, that week, and then it was never done again, and then it was Kenzo Suzuki. But, the La Resistance... They did videos hyping them up too that were supposed to be kind of like similar vein to I think to the Rougeaus, but didn't work. Yeah. You know,
no.
But I'm Robbie.
Yeah, there was those. You can't forget that gimmick.
No.
Yeah.
But so those are some of them.
Okay.
Some vignettes.
All right. So, and the other question, the Bannable.
Oh, you want to know about the nicknames of the Bannable?
Yeah, that's it. He was asking us, because you guys are always complaining that there's not enough nicknames being done in the WWE and things that the guys should have nicknames. So he wanted us to go through the WWE roster.
We're going
to
go through the and give whole...
them. So I will do that. I will I will list them to you, and you give them the nickname.
Perfect.
Okay? So this is it. We'll try and come up with nicknames for everybody. On the WWE roster.
On the whole roster.
For everybody that doesn't already have one. Something like the phenomenal AJ Styles has a nickname.
Right.
Styles. Big Cass, Big is his nickname.
Right.
Big E, Big is his nickname.
No.
What?
No. Langston.
Big Show, Big is his nickname.
Hmm?
Bo Dallas needs a nickname.
Bo is his nickname.
No. You need to give Bo Dallas a nickname.
Okay. Like
Bret the Hitman Hart, or the Hot Rod, Roddy Piper, or HBK Shawn Michaels, or the Texas Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Viper Randy Orton.
Here we go.
Something Bo Dallas.
The Drunken Disorderly Bo Dallas.
This seems pretty accurate.
DDB.
DDB.
Drunken Disorderly Bo.
I like it.
DDB. Hey there. It's me. It's DDB.
Braun Strowman.
Hey, do you believe you switched Mo? Okay, Mo. Do you believe I'm DDB? Do you believe?
I believe.
Okay. Bye.
Braun Strowman needs a nickname.
Do you want to build
a Braun Strowman?
Okay, let's see here. What is Braun Strowman's nickname? I would call... Actually, I think you could just... You don't have to think of really... Powerhouse Braun Strowman.
Sure. Like Brock Lesnar is the beast incarnate. Yeah, Brock Lesnar. He's already got a nickname, right? Like, we're on the Raw brand right now, so we'll stick on the Raw brand. The next name on Wikipedia on the Raw brand, Cedric Alexander, because he's a cruiserweight. Okay. So Cedric Alexander needs a nickname. What would you give it?
Cedric Alexander.
Cruiserweight.
Cruiserweight. Chris Jericho has one. Does Cesaro have a nickname?
Yeah,
he has his Swiss Superman.
Swiss Superman.
And the King of Swing.
Yes.
Curtis Axel, he's the Axeman, right?
Yeah, he's fine, actually.
Yeah, the Axeman. Okay.
Axeman.
Yeah, that's right. But you know who doesn't have one who needs it? Darren Young.
Darren Young.
Darren Young needs a nickname. That's part of what's holding him back. He should be Darren Dashing Young or something like that. Like Dashing Cody Rhodes, but something alliteration here would be good. Like, Daring Darren Young. Darren Disaster Young. Daring, or something with the A maybe. Darren Youthful Young. Or Darren, come on, you come up with it here.
I don't know, Darren the Great. They want to make Darren Young great again.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what do you, Darren Young, I mean, it's like, I don't know. Like, they want to be sensitive to these LGBTQs.
Oh, I got it.
So there's like Dick Lover Darren Young.
No, I can't believe you said that.
But
that we need to edit out.
DDY. I don't know.
No.
What do you do?
I do. The Black Cena, Darren Young.
Black Cena?
Enzo Amore. Needs a nickname.
Does he?
The mouthpiece, Enzo Amore.
Yeah.
Or something like, with something along his talkative, something along his mouth. The lips that.
The lips that Long don't Beach, quit. Long Beach lips?
Long Beach, yeah.
Is that in Jersey?
No.
No?
Alright, that's alright.
The Jersey Jerk?
Finn Balor, I guess he has the demon.
He's the Demon King.
He's the Demon Goldust, his Goldust. Jack Swagger, I guess he's Big Hoss, but nobody calls him that except for himself. Right? He's like, got it on his jacket.
But he's the real American.
He's the real American, I guess that's true. Jinder Mahal.
Outback Jack's coming for him.
Outback Jack, really impressive because how he killed
Osama bin Laden.
Listeners to our show know he's killed, and he's completely 100% blind now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even more impressive.
Yes. I don't know who, like, Jobber Jinder.
That's a good one. Johnny Gargano was Johnny Wrestling.
Yeah.
This guy had a nickname in New Japan, but doesn't here. The Machine Gun Carl Anderson doesn't have a nickname anymore. He's just Carl Anderson.
No, but it's Dr. Carl. They're doctors now.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They are.
You know who doesn't have a nickname? At all. Amazing. Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens. Well, yeah, but he's KO.
Those are initials.
Yeah, I know, but
he's not KO Kevin Owens. He's just KO.
KO. prize fighter? He's a prize. I'm a prize fighter. Prize fighter Kevin Owens.
Right? Do you think when Paul Heyman said there's no fighters, real fighters here in WWE, that was laying the groundwork for him and for Owens and Lesnar? Or do you think it was laying the groundwork for Owens and
Shane.
Or for Lesnar and Shane.
Yeah.
Or not Samoa Shane. Joe or anybody? Good boy.
No.
So Luke Gallows, Doc Gallows.
They're the doctors.
So yeah. Kofi Kingston doesn't have a nickname, does he? Did he have one? It was the Jamaican.
What's the first thing that you think of when you think
Jamaican,
of Kofi Kingston?
Jamaican me crazy?
The first word that comes to your mind when you think of Kofi Kingston.
Dynamic.
Dynamic. Right. Athletic. But it's, I don't know. What did you... Jumping. Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, leaping Kofi Kingston.
Yes.
Mark Henry's the world's strongest man. Neville, the man of power, or that
gravity. Forgot the new sensation. He's got two. And it's all rolled into one into so much of a stupid thing. Although they've really stopped with the new sensation.
They really have. Which is good. Noam Dar.
Who? His nickname? Who the fuck is?
Rich Swann.
Stop looking at me. Rich Swann.
Okay,
Rich Swann's got to have a nickname, though.
You would think so, right? I can't think of one.
But he's awesome.
I know, he is great.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns doesn't have a nickname, does he?
Yeah, he's the big dog.
Oh, that's right. The big dog Roman Reigns. Oh, how did I forget? The Sami Zayn does not have one. No. Or no, he's underground from the underdog from the underground. That's not really.
Well, it is, but it's also stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you gonna give him another one or just?
I don't know. It would again be an S, like a superstar Sami Zayn, but it doesn't fit that mold. You know what I mean? Like he is just a, you know, Joe Schmo Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
You know,
Seth Rollins.
Paperboy Sami Zayn.
Seth Rollins does not really.
He's the architect.
Well, he's the architect, or is like he's almost saying he's the man.
Yeah.
I don't know if he won't still be the architect now that he's a babyface.
Well, they called him the architect on they keep calling him that. So I'll stick with the, he has a nickname, the architect, if they want to keep going with it.
Titus O'Neil doesn't have a nickname, does he?
Trying to think here. Master of the promo? Titus O'Neil?
Yeah. Xavier Woods.
Didn't Titus O'Neil had a nickname though?
At some point he did, yeah.
Something about a dog or a bark.
I think he was called the Big Dog.
Yeah, maybe.
Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods.
Did he use a nickname?
Did he?
No.
No. I don't know.
How about Big?
Big Xavier?
Big Xavier, Big E, and Big Kofi.
There you go.
Rename them the Bigs.
Oh, Langston's.
Here's another person without a nickname. It's amazing. She's been there forever. You would think she would.
Charlotte?
But, no. Alicia Fox, I don't think is a name.
No. Well, they do call her Foxy. Right?
I guess.
Or Loose.
Yeah. Alicia Loose Fox?
Alicia Loose in the Box Fox.
Does Bailey have a nickname?
It's.
Or is it just It's? How about Dana Brooke? I thought she had the powerhouse princess or something like that.
Yeah, I think yeah, exactly. That's fine.
Yeah, Nia Jax, I don't think she has one.
Off.
Nia Jax off?
Yeah.
Paige.
Yeah, Paige had one, right?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, I can't remember what it was. Yeah.
No. I don't know, the Del Rio sucker or something.
Yeah. Sasha Banks of the Boss?
The Boss, yeah, okay.
Summer Rae. Does Summer Rae have a nickname? No.
Which one's Summer Rae?
What would you give a Summer Rae?
Slutty Summer Rae?
Nah. That fucker Summer Rae.
Let's see here. Ruru. Submissive Summer Rae.
I like it.
Yes.
Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
Submissive Stephanie McMahon.
I think so. I think Stephanie Big Lady Balls McMahon.
Submissive Bob Backlund. How
Big Penis.
Stephanie.
He's Mr. Bob Backlund.
He is Mr. That's his nickname.
Yes.
Forgot about
Mr. Darren Young?
I don't mind that. That's all right.
You could take that too.
Sure. Aiden English.
I don't know. Like, as the Vaudevillains, I think it's just all you have to. Yeah, it's. Aiden English and Simon Gotch, like, I don't know that they need nicknames to be in that tag team.
Probably
it's
not.
When they break off. It's like Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, and then they broke off, and it was like the heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels, you know?
That's right, that's right.
Tag teams, I think you're, like, that's it. Even like Big E and Kofi and that, and even the Anderson and Gallows.
I think they'll have trouble coming up with the one for this guy, but he could really use it. But see what he can come up with.
Okay.
Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews. Ring of Honor superstar, Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that you think of when you think of Apollo Crews? I just, you know what
Apollo
I mean?
Creed?
Yeah.
Apollo Real Creed Crews?
The King of Swing?
The Creed?
The Count of Monte Fisto?
The Count of Monte Fisto. Somebody I'm sure used that. But
the Master of Disaster, the one and only Apollo Creed.
There you go.
That's for Rocky IV.
There you go. Aaron Corbin.
He's the Lone Wolf.
Oh, he is. Fuck.
Barry Windham.
Chad Gable.
Randy Willing and Gable?
Yeah, but that's not a nickname.
But again, he's in a tag
team. That's a saying.
But he's in a tag team.
He could really use one.
But they have American
Alpha. So what? Beautiful Bobby Eaton was in a tag team with Sweet Stan Lane. They both had one.
Sure they did. Who else did?
Brett the Hitman Hart and Jim Anvil Neidhart.
Yeah. Who else?
Yeah. Fuck off.
Seriously.
If you made me think of it, I could think of more.
Okay. Think of more. I'm making you. Yeah. Bombastic Bob and Blair.
Jumping Jim Brownsell.
B. Brian Blair.
B. Brian Blair.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need one for Chad Gable.
Okay. Yeah.
Chad Abel Gable.
I guess. I think it's Ray Williams and Chad Gable.
All right. What about Jason Jordan then?
Let's go Jobber. Double J.
I don't think
the
so.
The real Double J. How about that?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Sure.
There you go. Sure. I don't know. maybe call him Jumping Jason Jordan or you know.
Jack Jason Jordan.
Dynamite Dave.
Jason the Jackhammer Jordan.
The genetic jackhammer?
I like him.
Okay.
Okay. Chad, or Kurt Hawkins.
Who?
Kurt Hawkins.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, just call him the Hawk.
Sure.
The Hawk, Kurt Hawkins.
Yeah. It's like the Mad Ox, Brad Maddox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Dean Ambrose. He's Dirty Dean Ambrose.
He's the Lunatic Fringe.
The Lunatic Fringe, Dirty Dean Ambrose. Yeah. Dolph Ziggler is the Show Off.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Rowan is the Sheep.
The Vintner.
The Vintner. Jason Jordan, we already did. Jay and Jimmy Uso, who gives a fuck.
Well, again, they're the tag team, right?
So. John Cena.
Yeah.
He's got a billion, it seems like.
Oh, and we forgot AJ Styles' new nickname. The face that runs the place.
Oh, yeah, the face that runs the place. Yeah, and Kane is the Demon Kane, and a few others.
And then who gives a fuck?
Like I said, he's the Demon Kane, or the Demon's favorite...
The Devil's
favorite Demon. But if you were to come up with a new one, let's say we want to freshen up the character, mm-hmm. you were to come up with a new nickname...
Like one word.
One word at the beginning, before Kane, like I'll just throw one out there for
like
you.
Okay? Kickin' Kane.
Like Kickin' Kane or Fantastic Kane or... Super Kane or... Just a one word, okay? And, okay, so take a little time. Okay. We'll count to three. Maybe 3 seconds.
A new
nickname
pressure.
For Kane.
Holy
okay?
shit.
One thousand.
God damn it, okay.
Two one thousands.
For Kane.
Two and seven eighths.
Kane for Kane.
Three.
Fuck Kane.
That's a good nickname for Kane.
Just thought of it.
You just came up with that now?
It's just something I said once.
Kalisto.
Cracker Jack Kalisto. I don't know.
Well, he does the lucha.
The lucha dragon, Kalisto.
Yeah, he's the lucha dragon, isn't he?
True.
Yeah. Sin Cara is nothing, but he's the lucha. Connor.
No, Connor. But Connor and Victor don't need anything.
Yes, they fucking do.
What?
He needs a nickname. Connor? Killer Connor. And Vicious Victor.
Okay.
Something.
Okay.
Because they're fucking lame.
Yeah. But Killer Connor and Vicious Victor.
Money.
They are.
Money. Future WrestleMania main eventer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Killer Connor.
Anywhere.
And Vicious Victor.
Anywhere in the country.
So, Mojo Rawley.
Mojo was his name.
That's his first name, though.
Yeah, that's his real first name.
No, his real first name is Dean.
Dean. No, but Mojo is his thing. Mojo Rawley, that's fine.
Okay. So, Randy Orton is already the Apex Predator, the Viper, RKO, Legend Killer.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's an interesting fact, because this gives their name, then it gives their real name. Did you know Randy Orton isn't his real name? Do you know what it is? Get this. This is according to Wikipedia.
Oh, which is always right.
Randall Orton.
Randall? Yeah. Randy's not his real name?
No!
Jesus.
Holy fuck!
Is his real name Keith? Middle name?
Probably.
My mind is blown.
And what was Rhino's? The Man Beast?
Yeah.
Yeah. The War Machine?
Yeah, the Man Beast, yeah.
War Machine. Shane McMahon is money, I guess. Shelton Benjamin is money, I guess.
No, he was the gold standard. Yeah, the gold standard.
But I don't think he'll come back with that if he comes back. Simon Gotch, you say he doesn't need one. I guess it's Tyler Breeze. Gorgeous Tyler Breeze, is that his?
But he's also in a tag team, so I don't really care.
Zack Ryder, I guess he's in
See,
a tag
to me,
team.
It's more important if you're in a tag team, the tag team name is your thing. That's like true. American Alpha, the Vaudevillians, Breezango.
The Hype Bros. Something
Hype
cool.
Bros, exactly. But yeah, they have names, at least. The Headbangers. Yeah. You know, they have names.
Yeah. So, you're right. The Legion of Doom.
Hawk
Road
Animal.
Warrior Hawk. Road Warrior Animal.
That's right. Yeah. We didn't need that.
Demolition Axe. Demolition Smash.
Demolition Crush.
The Killer Bees. B. Brian Blair. Jumping Jin Har. Or Jim...
Brunzel.
Well, sorry. Yeah. The Hart Foundation.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Brett the Hitman Hart.
Brunzel.
Davey Boy Smith. Dynamite Kid.
Yes.
Yes.
See?
I know. I mean, it's... Okay, the standards are so low now.
That's why we're trying to improve them.
If you're not Aiden English and Simon Gosh, you're the vaudevillains. That is an improvement.
All right, well, here's one. Becky Lynch is the Irish last kicker.
Yes.
But Alexa Bliss doesn't have a nickname.
Oh. She did, though, didn't she?
She was. When she first debuted, she was the Pixie Princess or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pixie Stardust, something like that.
Yeah,
but she dropped that when she went heel. But she shouldn't be.
Is she heel now?
Yes. Okay. They haven't changed her yet.
Right.
Carmella, they have changed, but she's the Long Island.
She's the Princess of Staten Island. The
Princess of Staten
Island. That's what it was. Staten Island that you could do with Enzo.
Oh, that was it.
Like the Staten Island
stud.
Staten Island stutter or something like that.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eva Marie is all red everywhere.
Yeah, she's got a nickname. That's
right. Naomi is.
She's got something. I forget what it is now. But
yeah.
She's got that entrance.
Natalia is gassy.
And in some case is, she's heart fart. In some, she's the queen of hearts.
Yeah.
Right? But in some cases, I think, like I said, if you're Mojo Rawley, or you're, again, if you're just Naomi, that's, and you're the only one. Right? Like,
you're the only Shane or the only Gregory.
No, but if you're just Naomi, and you're the only woman that has one name, okay, you don't really maybe then need a nickname, right? Because that stands out.
And I'm looking, they're listing here, they list the ambassadors and legends. Not as many as you'd think. They list the Boogeyman, Brie Bella, Eve, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Sergeant Slaughter, Sean, Heartbreak Kid Michaels, Sting, Superstar Billy Graham, Tatanka, Tatsumi Fujinami.
Native American Tatanka, thank you.
And X-Pac.
Yeah.
Like, Bret Hart, not on here. Like, I would have thought he would be, for instance.
Well, you're on fucking Wikipedia.
Good point. So, I think we're fucking done.
That was just Raw.
No.
Well, I thought you said you were just on the Raw roster.
No, I went through Raw, and then I went through SmackDown. Oh, like, good. For instance, I said Dean Ambrose, who is the world champion on SmackDown. You know that, right?
You didn't say Miz.
It's because The Miz is his nickname.
No.
He's Mike Mizan.
But not on TV. The Miz, he could be, like, again, the Cleveland Coxer.
Okay, so if you were to come up with a nickname for The Miz, what would it be?
The Cleveland Cocksucker.
No, it wouldn't be. It would be the...
Oh, the cocksucking motherfucker. Yes.
The Miz.
The Miz. And then you'd have the cocksucking motherfucker and... then what could you have? You could have the Semen Slurping Superstar, Dolph Ziggler. The Cleveland Cocksucker. There you go.
I can't believe we have any listeners left. All right, we're done. We're OUT.
Can we book that?
I really need to fire Russo. So let's
book that then. All right. So, listen to the show the same way that you did last time. That's where we can go.
Except no imitations.
No, exactly. WeTalkWrestling.com is for all your We Talk Wrestling needs. And at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, and we're available in all the fine retailers, FYE, Walmart.
Yeah, that's right. Safeway.
Go up.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
But it costs more there.
Yeah, there's taxes. 7-Eleven taxes. All right, well that's gonna do it then. So I guess in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition. We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, we're off air?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot I was going to ask you if you were going to give me a nickname, what it would be.
Ah, Fat Fuck.